What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's Tuesday morning on The Buzz, and we welcome to the studio, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Governor Chris Sununu to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Governor.
How are we doing?
You know, I'm good. He texts me and he goes, I'm going to be about 7 minutes late.
7 minutes.
And I'm like, take your time, no rush. He goes, so you don't want me to use the blue lights? And I'm like, dude, I would so do that.
For Greg, I would turn on.
No, I would use it. I would do it everywhere. I know you don't.
We never, ever, ever, ever do that.
I would do it.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. I got to go get some milk. Let's go. Hit it. How are you, sir?
Well, good. If you got to go get some milk, decide whether you're going to take your kid out of the car. I'm right there. I got a six-year-old. I'm fascinated with that conversation because... yeah, I've gone through it, and I was listening. You run into it's where you are and what you're getting and how long you're going to be.
Yeah, and they ask, like, I don't know. I mean, he was probably six when he started asking, Mom, can I just sit in the car? And then you're like, oh.
The conversation, if you're just tuning in, was that Laura was like, at what age do you are you leaving your kid in your car for a second to go in the store? And the question, like Scotty goes, I'm not answering that until three other people answer.
Exactly. And by the way, as governor, the age is 21.
Right.
Because someone is going to someone criticize.
And like I said, like last week when this happened, nobody was parked next to us, and then I leave, and then I come back, and then I see somebody parked next to us still in the car, and I'm wondering, are they sitting in the car waiting for somebody to come out?
Because
they've been watching
yes.
my son.
I'd assume yes.
Yeah. And that stinks. Like, and then are they looking at me as, well, I was timing her. She was gone for 7 minutes. And I see her with her, you know, dry cleaning clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
I was.
It's tough. Well, I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
No, not at all. That's perfect. Because those are the things that come up as parents that are little things but are big things.
They're huge.
Yeah.
No, they're huge.
And you sit there and you're afraid of how you're going to be judged. Of course, you don't want anything to happen. You try to be as safe as possible. At what age? I don't know. The answer is an individual answer. It's the only way I can answer that question.
It only takes one bad move. Like,
yeah,
one
I
bad
know.
Thing
yeah,
to happen
yeah,
in the car.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
so,
but no, I'm good, other than the fact that I apparently leave my children in the car.
Yeah.
So. Well, but I'm really good. Everything is going well, having some fun.
We're going
to the state house.
We're going to do some hunting training this week.
Oh, my Lord, are we?
I know.
We're kind of glued at the hip this weekend.
Okay. I know.
Which is an odd coincidence.
Now,
we got like three events going on.
Yeah. I've been through it. Roadkill's been through it. I never knew how much there was to know about a turkey until you go to that class on Saturday, and you're going to learn. You're going
to
be
how to
one.
Glaze it.
You're
going
right? to be one with that turkey.
You will find yourself after this class, you'll be driving, you'll be like, oh, there's one there. All of a sudden notice them more than ever.
You see them all over.
Yeah, the thing is the governor was kind enough during Lend a Helping Can when we were auctioning off a trip, a chance to go turkey hunting with me. Like Laura said, she did it and Roadkill did it and now I'm going to do it. And the governor said, I'll go. And so he's going to do the training with us. And when I grew up, right, I mean, a lifelong resident, you didn't see turkeys. I had never seen a turkey.
Not very often.
And now the 20 of them roll through the yard like it's nothing.
Yep.
And every time they
with
do.
With attitude.
Yeah. I bust out the phone, take a picture, and I send it to Laura. I'm like, how hard is it to get one of these things? We'll find out.
We'll see.
I know it's not easy.
And I didn't really, I mean, I've been hunting a long, long time ago. It's actually been quite a while. So this is fun. It kind of gets me back into it. There's a training that we're going to do.
Right.
There's a practice shoot on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you're done.
Then we go hunting.
Right.
And so my staff looked at me and said, did you know you were signing up for like a 3-day affair? I said, not really, but it'll be fun. We'll
I
be good.
Asked
it'll
you. I said, are you sure? Well, when I heard the rumor
you said,
of
let's
it.
Go hunting. Yeah, sure. Let's like a morning. We'll go hunting. It's spring hunting, so you got to be done by noon anyway.
Yes, you have to go before noon in May.
Before noon. So this will be easy. It's like a few hours. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, it'll be this weekend. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But you're here today. There's a lot we could talk about, but you're here today because is. I know that tomorrow night, I mean, your schedule is insane.
Hey, by the way, are you doing it with me?
I am not. No, I'm not able. So. My weekend is right.
I know, it's crazy.
Every day and night. It's crazy.
I thought Laura said you had nothing going on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night,
no.
You don't.
I knew. I knew you weren't. Because your schedule is absolutely nuts. And I have to plan like months and months in advance to make sure we can do it. But someone said, "Oh no, I think he might be there." I said, "Oh, I don't know."
It's great though. It's the sleep out. It is the New Hampshire Waypoint Sleep Out 2019. And from Rock 101, our colleague Adam Furious is going to be there. So he's done it, you know, a couple years. So this will be his second time. And basically, a group of people will volunteer to stay out and live outside one night. You know, they're not trying to replicate how difficult it is to be homeless. They're just trying to call attention to the fact that every night there are homeless youths in not just New Hampshire, but all over New England. It is almost an invisible problem.
That's absolutely right. And any given time, I mean, it's not just a downtown Manchester issue either. It's all across the state. You don't even see it. There are kids in your kids' schools today that are couch surfing.
Sure.
Right? And that's homelessness. They're kind of bopping around from one family to another. You know, maybe they're in the system. Maybe they're getting services, whatever it is. So we're raising some money, which is always a good thing. Which, I think the goal is to raise over $300,000 this year. Mm-hmm. The program's only 4 years old.
Right.
And it's just one day it's about bringing awareness.
Sure.
Right? To your point, we're not trying to replicate what it's like being homeless. My God, you can't even imagine what that would be like. Mm-hmm. But one night out on the streets of Manchester, last year I did it with all my commissioners.
Yeah.
I found out by law I could not make them do it. I found that the Attorney General.
They don't have that authority?
The Attorney General was quick to run into my office and say, "Governor, I know you just told them they're going to do it, but you can't make them." I said, "I know, but I have a way to suggest things that can happen."
Yeah.
And they almost all of them did it. They raised like something like $30,000.
Yeah.
The Commissioner of Employment Security, God bless him, George Capatis, had never done anything like this. He raised like $13,000 on his own.
Yeah.
So people got it and they really kind of galvanized. And it's about raising money, raising awareness, and let people know that, look, even though our economic times are good, there's no doubt, lowest poverty rate in the nation, lowest unemployment rate, that's all wonderful. But there is still a lot of folks out there that go without, and you gotta, Governor, whatever we can do to help.
What can the state do governmentally to help that problem?
So we put a lot of money into the services. One of the things that we try to do is there's a lot of organizations across the state. We're trying to unify them, not into a single organization, but so the left hand is talking to the right hand,
Amen.
Right? So the folks in Rochester are talking to the folks in Manchester. And for the first time ever, we brought a lot of these shelters together into our emergency management facility. They had never even seen it.
Yeah.
And said, "Look, during a cold snap, here, you know, what do you do? What do you do? How do you know to get resources from here to there if it gets really bad?" If you remember last year, we had to open up an emergency shelter in Rochester over a period of a few weeks. And that was one of those moments where everyone kind of came together on their own. It was wonderful. We provided the services, but we said, we shouldn't be scrambling like this, right? Let's pre-plan this stuff out. So look, there's always more to do. It's one of those problems where, you know, one is too many.
And this is also, you know, like I said, you know, we cover an area larger than just one state. And this is across the board. It could be any state in the country. Homelessness, if you're not in Boston where you get used to, you think homeless, well, there's somebody pushing a grocery cart. Homelessness is an invisible issue in every state in the country. You know somebody, like the governor said, you know somebody that you work with that is out there working that is homeless that doesn't say it because they carry that. It's like a shame. And so they keep it quiet and they go from place to place. They stay in motels and it's an issue and it's something that needs to have awareness raised to it. That's what this is all about. You can find information about how to help at waypointnh.org. Also, whatever state you're in, look it up there. Find if there's a way that you can do it. And like you talked about when you had the commissioners go out and stay when they volunteered, excuse me, to go out and stay. After you do something like this, you're always aware.
Oh, it's eye-opening. Because what they do, you don't just go out and stay the night. They have folks come in that have lived the life and walked the walk and tell you what it was like and tell you about, you know, the co-occurrence of a lot of folks out there that are homeless have mental illness issues that go undiagnosed or their drug issues or whatever it might be. Why are so many kids homeless, right?
Right.
Their parents are at home. Their
right.
kids have chosen to leave
right.
for whatever reason. Either it's an abusive or a drug-based situation. So understanding the hows and whys
yeah.
gets you at the root of helps you really get at the root of the problem. And they are amazing stories.
Yeah.
Amazing stories.
So. Yeah. It's going to happen tomorrow night, and it's going to be in Manchester tomorrow.
Under the stars.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to talk to Adam Furious, our colleague there that's going to be out there doing it. So we'll have him on tomorrow. And you can go to his page on Rock 101 FM, and I think you can donate there. But you can go to the waypointnh.org to help out as well. I was thinking this morning, I don't know if I've ever asked you about this. I knew this about you.
Uh-oh.
You did the Appalachian Trail alone?
Yeah. Sort of. No, I didn't do
the
it alone.
The whole Appalachian Trail.
I hiked the whole Appalachian Trail, though. No, I started on Mount Katahdin, and 5 months later, I appeared in Springer Mountain, Georgia. Yeah.
You just appeared like...
We talked about it during we
like
had
Rosie lunch. Ruiz like, appeared at the end of the Boston Marathon.
I was going to say Eugenie, but, you know. No, yeah, no, hiked 2,200 miles, myself and my roommate from college. It's a heck of an adventure, and it's a life-changing experience in itself. Yeah, I could like write books on that.
Well, that's what my thing that I was going to ask, and I would have asked you this off the air. I didn't, you know, I've never thought to ask you off the air, but when you do something like that, right? That is a soul-searching, soul-discovering
oh, yeah.
kind of thing. What's the biggest takeaway? What did you learn from doing the entire Appalachian Trail?
Priorities. Right. Every day. I mean, and I talk about this a lot. Every day you're out there thinking, where am I going to get my next cup of water?
Right.
I mean, you literally are.
Right.
Especially if there's a drought going on, which there was. It was
right.
really challenging. So it's all about water, food. Am I going to make it to shelter? What if I get injured out here? You're on the edge a little bit. There
yeah.
were no cell phones.
Yeah.
Right. This is 1998.
Yeah.
So it was before the whole cell phone boom. And so you're really out there. So my buddy and I did it. I could talk all day. He's 5'8", a little Italian guy.
Yeah.
I say little, sorry. But I'm like 6'1".
Roadkill gets it.
Sorry,
all right.
I'm sorry.
He's immediately.
He's about a half inch shorter than Roadkill.
Yeah.
But just like the size of our stride, only a couple inches different, but made a whole difference in terms of how we walked
right.
in our speed and how we planned our food. And, you know, when it got really tough and you were like, I'm out of here, I'm just going to go
right.
home and giving up. I could sleeping outside in the rain on the side of Mount Washington, the whole thing.
I have
can't bring beer. You got to bring like whiskey, right?
Exactly. You got to pack
less.
Light. It's all about the poundage.
I have no tent, though.
No
I have
tent.
A buddy of mine who has a camp up in the Sugarloaf area. And that the trail runs by there. And guys will just come down, guys, men and women, will come down off the mountain and they'll just go, where can I stay or where can I eat? And you try to arrange stuff ahead of time, but people in that area will go, come to my house.
Oh, yeah,
the
hikers are known. Yeah,
yeah but the people, like strangers, like they'll see somebody, come on over to my house and I'll cook you a meal. And it's what an amazing
yeah.
thing.
It's called
is.
Trail magic.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while I'll do it because we have the trail that goes through New Hampshire. So there, if you're living in the woods for 6 weeks, you come off of a mountain and you have a bag of apples hanging in a tree that someone has left for you. Because you don't eat vegetables, you don't eat fruit, you can't bring it out there.
Right.
It's like the great, or a Hershey bar, oh my God. It's
yeah.
like the greatest thing in the world. So me and the kids will go up about once a year and do trail magic along the trail and just leave something for the, and it just says a little sign, for through hikers, you know, take one, enjoy.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool.
Have a good time.
So. Dude, I walk through the woods and there's candy bars on the tree.
He's like, I'm hiking.
You're like, where
I'm hiking today.
It's like Willy Wonka.
I'm hiking over to that eagle's nest. I deserve this.
So how did you catch Kretchy? Hershey's bar.
It's true. It'll be some trap. I'll go up in a net, up in a tree. I'll be upside down.
Chocolate all over his face.
It's true.
It was worth it.
It's true. Yeah. But no, that's such an intriguing thing. Like I could ask a million questions about that alone because you learn, as much as you learn about nature, you learn more about yourself.
It's all about yourself. And there are three people that do it, right? So there's people, kids kind of like myself. I was right out of college. I had the time. I was trying to figure out, I won't even go into what I was thinking about, but do I go in this path career and that career path? There's retirees, 75, 80 years. I mean, we met a guy 80 years old through hiking. God bless him.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of folks with a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
They got time.
Yeah.
They lost their job. They're
yeah.
in a divorce, whatever it is. But those are kind of the three groups of folks.
Was it a breather for you? Like, did you do it because you needed a breather? Look, when you go through
Kinda.
School and you go through college, mm-hmm. you got career on the mind, and then you got to make that decision. Maybe you needed a breather.
You could call it a breather. I mean, I had just come out of MIT. That was like wicked hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. Yeah, I had been burnt out a little bit,
yeah,
to be
right.
sure. But
yeah.
I had like two options. I had a professor that had done it southbound. So doing it southbound is a lot rarer than doing it northbound, and there's a whole dynamic around that. But I wanted the challenge. And I also, it was, I figured this is going to help me figure out where I want to go.
Yeah. Was there a point during the you just said, why did I do this?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I could give you five. I can picture it in my head right now. Right on the two places in Massachusetts, one place in the White Mountains, one place in Virginia, spooky place in Maryland.
Scariest moment, like where you thought, I'm in trouble here. Because it's bound to happen, right?
So you want to? So there's two scares. One is in Maryland. They are the scariest woods in the world. It was gray. It was dark. I thought a ghost was gonna like get me.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wasn't hallucinating,
right.
But I was freaking out because
right.
I was so uncomfortable mm-hmm. where I was. I was also injured at one point, and I thought, how am I gonna get myself off the side of this mountain?
Yeah.
And you just kind of tough it out and you do it. And we took a couple days. I got better in the woods for about 4 days. I had to just basically sit in a shelter for 4 days and in the middle of the woods until my hip got better. But small injuries here and there. I mean, look, only like 5% of the people actually finish it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For a variety of reasons. That's not like a knocker. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. But injury can knock you out. Mental. Yeah. A lot of it, 30% of that challenge is mental.
Yeah.
30% is physical.
Fascinating. It's just a fascinating thing to talk about. I didn't mean to.
So you're in. Thing. We're going to do this.
I didn't say that. No, because when you said you just tough it out, that's what I think. Well, that's what I call for
medevac. You don't need to be in shape.
Yeah.
Like,
why are you saying that?
No.
I'm just telling you.
But no, people think. People would say, you got to be a marathon runner. No,
that's not the thinking. That is the thinking.
No, not at all. Yeah. You get into hiking shape. Yeah. It puts you into shape.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Take your time.
That was good. You're like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Where are you going with that?
So, I'm fascinated by it. And I guess I didn't mean to hijack the conversation.
Interesting. But maybe we can talk Saturday night. I'm going to see you Saturday night, mm-hmm. correct? At the Starry, Starry Nights Gala for City Year.
I was invited to this charity event, and then I was advised, I said, do I have to dress up? And the response was, yes, it's a black tie event. And I'm like,
Greg doesn't even wear.
Gretchy doesn't have a tux. Do I have to get a tux? So I texted you, and I'm like, hey, bro, are we doing tuxes? I was like, we're on that level. And he's like, no. I'm like, yes.
It's like a 50-50 event. It's a great event.
Yeah.
You know, Sports City Year in Manchester.
My wife
you have a new suit. Wear your new suit.
My wife is pushing for the tux.
You
like,
should.
She's like, you should wear a tux.
Well, what did I tell you?
Tails and top hat.
You dress to your wife.
If
she is in full regala, I mean, you gotta be careful with that.
She's freaking out.
You better wear a tux now.
Yeah. I don't have one.
Okay.
People rent.
Yeah. I know people rent.
You want to borrow mine?
I know that.
Probably.
Are you wearing one, yes or no?
No.
Okay, I'm not.
No.
I'm wearing.
Dark suit.
So my question
dark suit.
So you're putting yourself on the same level as the governor?
As a human being, yes. As a status thing, absolutely not.
You should be tails, top hat.
He's got a lot more Facebook followers than me. Nothing he can't do.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a great event. I'm looking forward to it. It's for City Year.
It's for City Year, which is an organization primarily in Manchester that really provides a lot of one-on-one.
Yes. Right.
I don't want to compare it to Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's a different program, but it really provides a lot of one-on-one all day. The City Year kids are you see them in the red coats in the classrooms with these kids
mm-hmm.
that are having some difficulty in providing after-school programs and just whether it's help with homework or social issues, it's an amazing, amazing opportunity. They raise a lot of money. They do a lot of good.
Yeah, so it's cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the hunting training, and the sleep out. I'm not just no sleepover.
You guys are going to have a sleepover. Saturday night after the gala.
We're making Samoas.
Yeah. It's called the sleep out. NH, my apologies.
No, it's tough. It's
WaypointNH.com is where you can go, and you can check that out.
I got to do a selfie. Hold
Yeah, waypointnh.org is where you can do it. So there you go. And go to Adam Furious's page at rock101fm.com, and you can donate and help raise money and awareness for teenage homelessness, youth homelessness here in the state. And look for it to help in any way you can in your state, whichever state that you're in. Always good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Busy
Have
day
we
today?
Solved all the world's problems today?
No, but I mean,
everyone good?
I could sit here and talk about that Appalachian Trail thing forever.
I'll have me back in. I'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's good.
Anytime I get to not talk about politics is a good day.
I know. He knows we don't talk politics. You know, he's like, I know you don't talk politics. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't. It's crazy world.
I don't talk politics. But that SB 196. People say that to me all the time. I'm like, look, I don't know what SB 196. Or, I don't know by the numbers. I know by the issue.
I know.
But people are like, how do you not know that? I'm like, because there's 2,000 pieces of legislation.
They're called policy wonks.
Yeah,
the people that are really into the policy and all the numbers. I'm not that guy. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Everybody good. good. Kids are good. Obviously, Valerie,
yeah,
good.
Valerie's a little sick today. A little sick. That's why I was running a little late. I realized, uh-oh, I made the lunches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well that's going to turn out for the kids.
Okay.
That's never a great thing when I'm making the lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Scrambling around. She's a little sick. She's 50-50 for Saturday, by the way. I shouldn't even say that publicly.
Yeah.
But she's really been rough with the flu and all this stuff, so she's getting better.
We'll
see.
Anything you want, any message you want to send to
I hope she feels better.
The first lady?
Well, you have a get well card?
I forgot them.
Wait, I'll get you one.
Take a picture, give it to the send a little selfie to the first lady.
She would
lady.
Love to hear from me. So, by the way, can I put in my own plug for something?
Sure.
I got to find out where your band is playing. You're convinced that I shouldn't go see your band, but I'm going to pop in. But the one in Massachusetts, you already did the one in Massachusetts.
I already did the
right?
one in Massachusetts, yeah.
This one in like May.
We'll find one sometime, yeah.
You're not ready.
That's what everyone
he
says.
He definitely wanted to be there.
The state police said, you're not really thinking of going to that, are you?
You know,
I'm like, hell yes.
When you mention it, I get nervous.
I know.
Okay.
I'll surprise you at the end. How about that?
It's heavy.
I know it's heavy. I know what I'm getting
into. The night before Mother's Day. What a Mother's Day gift. May 11th. He's playing, okay? And it's in Portland. A nice night out in Portland. Listen
There's
to
also
his
one at the Dover Brick House. I'll make sure that you know about it.
Well, I'll go up in Portland. That'll be safer in Portland.
Yeah. I just don't see it.
No?
This is the perfect Mother's Day gift.
This is,
Valerie will love it.
Just promise me this.
I'll walk in with my t-shirt that says, Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll love that.
When you go, please, when you walk into Roadkill's gig, make sure you get up front of the stage so he sees you and Valerie. Oh, my God. That's it. Flip.
Nerve him out.
Yeah.
Really?
He has hard enough time with the beat on his own, let alone when he
finds
you.
I have to sit here next to him in his world. I get nervous.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
You're fine. You've got this.
That's too funny.
Oh, my God. That would be like, whoa.
I would laugh forever.
Well, I go to the Facebook page sometimes, and I see that's where the gigs are posted.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You know, we bring bands to the State House sometimes.
No, the plaster couldn't take it.
Right?
The wall,
but the legislature might need it.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
true. That's
I think
true.
They could use a little.
That's true. Good to see you. Good to see you. Governor Chris Sununu, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
On the Morning Buzz, 7:26. Find out more information about the sleepout at waypointnh.org. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back.
He's a really nice guy, you know?